young voices soared and the message was loud and clear. Food, space, and youth engagement are needed. Homesick, the music video, was unveiled last week as an awareness project brought together by the award-winning not-for-profit organization Dark Spark. For 2 days, 14 young people brainstormed, revealed their feelings, and created music to bring awareness to the issues facing youth in Prince Edward County. Co-founder Dari Lyle tells us about Dark Spark. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Dari Lyle.
And what is your role here?
I'm the co-founder of Dark Spark and a county resident, I guess. Yeah.
And what is Dark Spark?
So Dark Spark is an organization that leverages pop culture for purpose. Most of the time, our purpose is in supporting youth-led community impact projects, social justice projects. We use art and facilitate collaborations between experienced artists and youth to drive positive social change in the world, kind of leveraging the power of art to drive social change.
Keaton Zachariah talks about the process, the music, lyrics, and how the project came together.
What is Greater Than?
Greater Than County Youth Collective is an organization that was started by people who are youth or work for youth, and they just wanted to make a change. It came out of a vital signs report in 2013 because the graduation rates were really low in our community. And so it started with a focus of that, but it turned into a lot more where youth are being provided leadership opportunities to go and really make change in the community. Things like this that we never would have had the opportunity to do otherwise.
So I actually volunteered with them all through high school. I got connected with them through The Rock when I was in, I think, eighth grade. And then once I graduated high school, I left the community and came back after a little bit, and I got hired with them just due to my experience. And they're actually how I have my current job now with the municipality. They're an amazing organization that provides people with the opportunity to just figure out who they are and how they intersect with the community and finding their space with that. They've been amazing to work with.
How were the participants recruited?
So our recruitment process is pretty similar for events. We do posts on social media, we send out a newsletter to our contacts, and we encourage all of the organizations and the network that we've built of adults to share it with any young people they know. And so we had an RSVP form or like a sign-up form, and that's how all of us were found.
So there were quite a few of you originally. How many got started?
We started with 14 people, but unfortunately, a few people couldn't come back for the second day, so they were there for the conversations we had, and their voices were included there, but they weren't able to make it for the recording. I think for the recording, we had 12. So we had a good number, I think about 8 or 9 of us here tonight, but we were missing a few that just were either at work or had other obligations.
So the music and the films were all done in 2 days?
All in 2 days. The first day, we really focused on what the issues were and how we wanted to go about talking about that. And then the second day was writing the song, recording the song, doing one-on-one interviews with some of the staff. Like, it was a very fast-paced kind of different sections of the day were dedicated to different pieces. Some people were interviewing while others were recording their portion of the song. But it was a really incredible experience. And seeing what was made in just 2 days really just proves like what youth can do and what they're capable of. I think a lot of people go to music for different reasons. Sometimes it's because you're emotionally attached to it or you resonate with the lyrics. And I think being able to take that and use that to our advantage is really special. I think our song is pretty catchy and gets stuck in people's heads. So having that message just constantly circling through people's heads after they've heard it is a way for it to just not fall into the drain and disappear like a lot of other initiatives have. I think a lot of us came with kind of, you know, singing in the shower vibes. Gavin is a really, really well-established musician. I'm really looking forward to when he's producing music. I know for myself, I've dabbled in music. I've never produced anything. I love to sing, and I play guitar and clarinet, all that good stuff. But everybody kind of came with different skill sets, and that didn't stop us from all being able to engage at the same level. We were all able to experience the same experience when we were recording, and everybody felt like they had a place, and I think that was a really special space that was provided. We really just sat down. We started with picking a beat, and then from the beat, we started kind of humming the melody, and from there, we just started, like, I think all of us were just kind of humming to ourselves random words, and if I'm remembering correctly, a couple of us started, like, dabbling with this idea of being homesick, and we had some brainstorm sheets that we made the day before, and
it really just came from finding the melody, finding some of those key words, and then understanding what we wanted the song to say. And from there, it kind of just, it flowed. I would just say, like, if you've heard it or if you've seen it, share it. And if you haven't, definitely check it out.
Mel Larkin is a well-known Canadian musician and co-founder of Dark Spark. She leaves us with a hope.
I was just speaking with someone who's born and raised in the county, and she said, you know, it's a tale as old as time. If when I was a teenager, I would have stood up and said the exact same things that these kids are saying now. And everybody says, oh, we're going to do something about it, and then nothing changes. And I said, you know, I think a lot of people here don't know that this is happening. And she said, I don't think so. I think that people just don't care, or they don't want to do anything about it. And that was disheartening to hear. But I really hope that, I don't know, I just hope that something can shift. You know, if this is a pattern that has repeated for decades and decades and decades here, like, if not now, when? You know, the world is a wild place right now, and if we can better our community a little bit and break some patterns that are really long-standing, like, why not now?
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.